You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Have mercy! I'm Matt the Cat, back on the scene with my record machine. I'm hitting you with the big beat jive that keeps me alive, because I strive to bring you only the finest blues and rhythm records, laying them down on the platter, spinning them around, making them splatter like pancake batter. Moving, grooving, soothing your very soul to give you the rhythm and blues that came before rock and roll. Hep cats and crazy kittens, Matt the Cat's gonna do it to it for the next hour and give you the great 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues sound that's all around. You ask for it by name, and I must exclaim that this is what I do. All right, so this week's show has something for everybody. I'm talking about vocal groups and jump blues and honking instrumentals and cool ballads and everything you're gonna need, baby. Because Juke in the Back is doing another spotlight on a record label, but this one with kind of a twist. We are going to start spotlighting the record labels of George Goldner. Goldner had at least six record labels during the 1950s. Tico was the first, followed by Rama Records, then G, Roulette, End and Gone. Goldner is the common thread throughout all of these record labels. All of them had hits, and all of them were taken over by alleged gangster Morris Levy to settle some gambling debts. George Goldner had a golden ear. He's the guy you inevitably think of when you think of the 50s hitmaker. He knew what the teenage public wanted, and he delivered. Songwriter Jerry Lieber once said that George Goldner had the musical taste of a 14-year-old girl. That's the highest compliment you could pay someone in the business of selecting and selling singles. End quote. Goldner was it, but his Achilles heel was his gambling, his love of the racetracks. Songwriter and record producer Shadow Morton, who worked with George Goldner at Lieber and Stoller's Redbird Records in the early 60s, said that it wasn't until years later that, quote, "I realized that George had never not been in a money crisis," end quote. Morton is best remembered today for writing and producing Leader of the Pack, Give Him a Great Big Kiss, and other big hits for the Shangri-Las. He was a protege of George Goldner's. But who was George Goldner? Well, this week on The Juke in the Back, we're going to begin a series on George Goldner's record labels. And we're going to start with his first rhythm and blues label, Rama Records. Rama was an early rock and roll rhythm and blues vocal group powerhouse, featuring some of New York's greatest vocal groups, the Crows, the Wrens, the Heartbeats, the Harp Tones, and more. Backed by the great house band led by the screaming saxophonist Jimmy Wright. We'll have some blues, some early girl group sounds, and Richie Barrett's first appearance in the George Goldner sphere. But let's go back to the beginning. George Goldner was born Jacob Goldman in 1919 to Jewish immigrants. He was raised in Manhattan's Turtle Bay neighborhood and first made a name for himself as a wholesaler in the garment district. But he had a love for Latin music and Latin women, and that got him involved in the nightclub scene. He actually opened a string of nightclubs throughout New York, featuring Latino dance music. This is the late 1940s, and he's seeing that there's really no dedicated Latino music label. So he decides to form his own, Tico Records. He signed Tito Puente, Mongo Santa Maria, Candido, and others, and even started touring them around New York. He was doing all this before the big mambo craze in America during the early 1950s. George Goldner helped usher in that mambo craze, and in 1954, he even brought a Mambo Rumba Festival to Carnegie Hall. While surrounding himself with all this Latin music, he also realized that there was an untapped market in New York for the rhythm and blues scene. And so in 1953, he started Rama Records. Rama was a subsidiary of Tico. Originally, he had Burt Keys as the musical director of Rama Records, and the first group he signed up were the Five Buds. They were managed by Cliff Martinez. And in February of 1953, he released Rama 1, I Was Such a Fool, backed with Midnight by the Five Buds. And that is how we are going to start off this week's Juke in the Back on George Goldner's Rama Records with the very first release. Here are the Five Buds with Midnight.
Love that girl. go. I'm not taking chances,
cause I love a lover so.
My O.G. Well, O.G. My O.G. Oh, I love that girl.
Love that girl.
Oh, 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 please listen to me. Hear my plea. Oh, I love that girl.
Love that girl.
The Crows with G, featuring Sonny Norton on lead. It was issued on Rama Records in May of 1953, but it was a slow burner and didn't peak until April of 54, where it topped out at number 2 on the Rhythm and Blues chart and crossed over to a wild number 14 on the pop chart. Some consider that to be the first rock and roll record because it was by an intentional rock and roll vocal group. It really got the ball rolling for R&B groups to cross over to the pop charts. The Chords would soon do it with Shaboom. But this was an enormous hit for George Goldner's new label, Rama Records, in the spotlight this week on The Juke in the Back. The thing is, George wasn't just signing and releasing New York vocal groups. He also had his eye on some classic blues. Enter the blues legend Lonnie Johnson, who had been recording since the mid-1920s. He first recorded for OK Records, and then in the 30s switched over to Decca. In the 40s, he was on RCA, the parent label, and Bluebird, the subsidiary, before entering the rhythm and blues era on King Records. He would score number one R&B record with Tomorrow Night in 1948, but the hits would stop coming in 1950. After a tour of Europe, Johnson returned to the States and recorded one session with George Goldner in New York. The flip of the 78 I'm about to play was a remake of Tomorrow Night called Will You Remember? But right now, we're going to hear Lonnie Johnson with an R&B backing band doing a song called Stick With It Baby. It was issued in 1953, and it's only spinning on the Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Yes, you got to stick with it, baby. You're the right kind of gal for me. You got to stick with it, baby. Dumb man talk.
because your darling misses you so.
From Philadelphia, the Buccaneers with Come Back My Love, a song title that would be reused a little later as a completely different song by the Wrens. That pretty ballad epitomizes the raw Rama record sound. Goldner definitely wasn't putting much into these recordings. They were capturing these groups as they were. The Buccaneers first recorded for Rainbow Records, but only had two singles on Rama. They then had one single on Southern Records, and the group was done. Right around this time, there was a group calling themselves the Drifters, and it wasn't Clyde McFadder's group on Atlantic. This was a different group who supposedly recorded Besame Mucho backed with Summertime. It was given the catalog number Rama 22, but probably never released. To my knowledge, no one has ever seen a copy of this record. If you have this record or have personally seen a copy of Besame Mucho backed with Summertime by the Drifters, please let me know. Up next, the Blue Notes, backed by Joe Loco and his quintet. Rama number 25 with If You'll Be Mine.
Till the end of time. someone like you. Wait for the day when you'd say I do.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Glenn Dicker, Michael Carter, and contributors Gary Cipollone, Pamela Isabel, Michael Carey. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
I'm Bobby the Bobcat, and I'm jumping and jiving with Matt the Cat in the Juke in the Back.
Oh, come back, my love, don't run away. Come back, my love, come back to stay. I love you so well, I want you to know. I need your love so badly. So well, I want you to know I need your love so badly. Well, everybody makes mistakes in the game of romance. Now I'm asking you, darling, why don't you come back and give me a chance? Come back, my love, don't stay away. I need your loving every day. I love so well, I want you to know I need your love so badly. Well, everybody makes mistakes in the game of romance. Now I'm asking you, darling, why don't you
come back and give me a chance? Do-do-do-do.
Come back, my love. Your love so badly. So badly, 'cause I need your love so badly.
From the Bronx, those are the Wrens featuring Bobby Mansfield on lead. Recorded on November 21st, 1954. Rama Records issued it in January. Come Back My Love, and not the same song we heard called Come Back My Love,
by the Buccaneers just a few minutes ago. This was a totally new song. And by April of 1955, the kids in Philadelphia on Bob Horn's American Bandstand were dancing to this record and naming it their number one record. It did well in several Northeast markets, but it never made the national charts. A shame, too, because it's a really solid sender. And in June of 55, just a few months later, the Cardinals on Atlantic would have their own version of Come Back My Love, and that one wouldn't make the charts either. It's such a catchy tune, I really don't understand why it didn't do better. The Wrens never scored a national hit, but they are one of those storied New York vocal groups from the mid-1950s. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're featuring George Goldner's first rhythm and blues label this week, Rama Records. Up next is a cat that would loom large in the hit-making career of George Goldner, Ritchie Barrett. Barrett recorded with the group The Valentines, and they cut so many great records, I just can't even begin to name them. However, none of them were hits. Barrett is mostly remembered today for bringing Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers to Goldner later in 55, and for discovering and signing the Chantels. Ritchie and the Valentines' first record did well in New York City because it got some serious airplay from Alan Freed. Recorded in August of 55, it was released in October. Here are the Valentines and Lily Maybelle.
Oh.
I want you, my Lily Maybelle.
come up for air, come up for air, Jimmy Wright and his orchestra. He wrote the song, but if you look on the label, you'll find that George Goldner and Alan Freed's name also appear on that label. This is a practice we've talked about many times on this program, where record label owners or radio DJs would put their name on the publishing of songs in order to skim a little bit more off the top. It was a form of payola, and it was thriving during this period in the mid-1950s. Freed got his name on a lot of records, like Maybelline by Chuck Berry, and Sincerely from the Moonglows, just to name a few. Incidentally, all those records were released in 55. Jimmy Wright's frantic sax soloing style was very unique. You can always tell a Jimmy Wright sax break. My personal favorite Jimmy Wright sax break is in the tune Little Girl of Mine by the Cleftones. He definitely doesn't get the influential credit that he truly deserves. In a time of great saxophonists like Sam the Man Taylor and King Curtis, Joe Houston, Big J. McNeely, Jimmy Wright just kind of gets buried. But as you'll hear for the remainder of this show and the shows to follow, Jimmy Wright played an important role in the sound that came out of the George Goldner labels. And we're featuring Goldner's Rama Records this week. Let's wipe the sweat from our brow and slow it down a little bit. I think we need a ballad to catch our breath. Up next, The Continentals with the Jimmy Wright Orchestra. This single was recorded in late 55 and released in early 56. The Continentals only had one session for Goldner, and the up-tempo flip of this is Giddy Up and Ding Dong. But we're going to hear the ballad side. Here are the Continentals with You Are an Angel.
An angel. make me blue. I'm in love with you, baby, but you just won't treat me right. You've been stepping out at night with someone new, none of which could love you like I do. Try to use a little common sense, stop running around at my expense. Cause I'm in love with you, baby, but you just won't treat me right. I need a little loving every day, a little confection on my way. Your arms around me every night, and baby, everything will be alright. I'm making this plea for the very last time. You drive me while I'm about to lose my mind. Come home, baby, where you belong. You don't have to say that you've been wrong. Just love me, baby. Throw my way, your arms all around me every night. And baby, everything will be alright. I made this plea for the very last time. You drive me while I'm about to lose my mind. Come home, baby, where you belong. You don't have to say that you've been wrong. Just love me, baby, and you'll be treating me right. Just love me, baby, and you'll be treating me right.
From Harlem, Vicki Burgess, Margaret Moore, and Estelle Harper. They are the Joy Tones, a great early girl group on Rama Records, the feature on this week's Juke in the Back with You Just Won't Treat Me Right. And of course, it's the Jimmy Wright Orchestra backing her up, like on this next record, a record that George Goldner put his name on and took some publishing for. It's Woo Woo Train by the Valentines. Now, when the Valentines started singing this tune, they were singing it slow. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, Goldner is known for his golden ear. He just knew how a record should sound in order for it to become a hit. He told the group, "You gotta speed it up." And they did, and we have the frantic Woo Woo Train recorded on February 4th of 56. It was issued in April. And man, you gotta dig Wright's tenor solo on this. It's one of his best. And this record, Woo Woo Train, is probably the best remembered record today from the Valentines, though they had so many great ones. Here's Rama 196, The Valentines, and Woo Woo Train.
All aboard!
Bye bye, baby!
Boom, 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 boom.
Ah,
boom, 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 boom.
Ah,
boom, boom, boom,
ah,
boom.
Bye bye, baby, move on down.
Well, there goes the train,
boom, boom,
moving down the line,
boom,
taking
ah,
my baby. bad I could cry. Oh, oh, there goes Fred, taking my baby away. Feel so bad I could cry. No, she's gonna stay. Oh, oh, oh,
oh. Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring Rama Records, and this group had already recorded their classic record, Mary Lee, for the Red Robin label in 54. It's the Rainbows from Washington, D.C., and recording one session for Goldner on July 5th of 56. Ronald Miles is on lead vocal, and contrary to popular belief, Marvin Gaye and Billy Stewart never actually appeared on a Rainbows record, though they did fill in their live act from time to time. However, the great Don Covey was in the Rainbows and would go on to a successful recording career with Atlantic. Their only record for Rama was issued in September of 56, Minnie backed with They Say, and it's this week's Great 78. The Rainbows with the Jimmy Wright Orchestra, and They Say.
Listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Sending me, I'll be your everything.
Great falsetto Jimmy Jones singing with the Pretenders. And that might have been the first group calling themselves the Pretenders. There would be a West Coast group with Bob Rose a couple of years later, and of course, Chrissy Hynde's Pretenders in the 70s. Jimmy Jones wrote that tune, but once again, George Goldner put his name on it. They only had two sessions for Goldner. That one was recorded on May 2nd of 56, and it was released in late May. Jones would go solo and have 2 million selling records with Handyman and Good Timin'. He had such a fantastic voice, as does this next cat, Willie Winfield, singing with the Harp Tones, who had already had quite a career by 1956. They had already recorded for Bruce and Paradise and already secured their place in vocal group history with Life Is But a Dream and A Sunday Kind of Love. And for Rama Records, they would continue that Sunday theme. Recorded on September 11th of 56, issued in November, here are the Harp Tones with On Sunday Afternoon.
On Sunday.
That way, then we'll have
what a tune, the harp tones. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed the beginning of our look at George Goldner's record labels. This week, we focused on his first rhythm and blues label, Rama Records. He previously had Tico Records, which was continuing to run during this whole time, releasing Latino music. But remember how I mentioned that Goldner was a gambling man? Well, the money trouble really got bad in 1955 when Goldner sold 50% of Tico, Rama, and G Records to Joe Kolsky, who was an associate of alleged gangster Morris Levy. This is when Goldner started to lose control of his labels. By April of 1957, Morris Levy owned 100% of Tico, Rama, and G Records. And at that point, Levy formed Roulette Records in order to manage those labels. Now, of course, Roulette would have its own output, but it wasn't a pure Goldner label. And that is why Rama Records ends in 1957. Next week, we'll look at another one of Goldner's great labels, G Records. Until then, remember that soul, it's a feeling, and you get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues right here on the Juke in the Back. Let's close down this week's program with the Heartbeats, who were sitting on a smash hit with A Thousand Miles Away, but their current label, Hull Records, couldn't handle the distribution. So Goldner picked up distribution of A Thousand Miles Away, and it topped out at number 5 R&B and number 53 pop. Goldner signed the Heartbeats right out from under Hull, and in February of 1957, released their first side recorded for Goldner, I Won't Be the Fool Anymore. Have a great week, everybody, and I'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.
You want me to love you, I don't know why. I used to love you, but you said goodbye. No, I won't. Exactly what you're trying to do. You want me to want you, want me to care, just so I'll miss you.
Whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.